Mountain View County, the county's Municipal Planning Commission, MPC, has approved a development permit application changing the use of an accessory building, garage to a dwelling in the Water Valley, Winchell Lake Rural Community. The move came by way of motion during the commission's recent regularly scheduled meeting. The $200,000 project is located in the Little Red Acres Estates multi-lot subdivision on the west side of RGE Road 52, about 2 kilometers north of Highway 579. The application is requesting consideration for a change of use accessory building, garage to dwelling, single detached with attached garage with temporary RV accommodation on a 3.09-acre country residential district parcel, administration said in a briefing note to the commission. The application is a result of a complaint investigation which determined that there was unauthorized RV accommodation and an accessory building with no current residential use located on the property. The property currently features an unfinished garage, the construction of which commenced with the issuance of development permit on December 13, 2017, which was for a dwelling, single detached and accessory building, members heard. The 2017 development permit has since expired without a time extension being granted to finish the development. The issuance of the new development will allow for the completion of the unfinished development on the property into compliance with the land use bylaw, members heard. The development permit approval came with a number of conditions, including the permissible use of the proposed attached garage for business, industrial, commercial purposes or residential occupancy. As well, the temporary RV accommodation is permitted only during the active construction of the proposed dwelling and must cease within 24 months of the issuance of the development permit. In other news from the recent MPC meeting, commission members approved a development permit application for a proposed business, agri-tourism, minor eating establishment and accessory building, two sea cans at the Fallen Timber Meadery south of Sundry. The subject parcel is southeast of the intersection between TWP Road 302 and RGE Road 60, at NW73055. The $50,000 project is to complement the current business and also comply with Alberta Gaming and Liquor Commission's requirement that food must be provided and served when selling alcoholic beverages from the taproom, members heard. The sea cans proposed are for bear and rodent-proof storage of honey supplies and other beekeeping equipment, said administration. The application indicates 6 sea cans, however, 4 are in exempt use within the agriculture district and the remaining 2 requiring issuance of the development permit. The application was circulated to 13 adjacent landowners and no responses were received, members heard. The commission is made up of county councillors and appointed members of the public. It is the municipality's approving authority.